Hello and welcome to the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. This inner brew at DriveCentric's DC20 has been brought to you by our friends and partners at MXS Solutions, Fixed Ops Digital, M1 Data and Analytics, 321 Ignition, Shop Smart Autos, and VinQ. If you want more brews or you want to find out how to partner with the Car Guy Coffee Podcast, go to carguycoffee.com. Let's brew!
Good morning, everyone. What's up,
guys and car gals? Wow, we need to get a little bit in focus. Hold on.
Boop, boop. I think we're getting into focus right now. We're getting there.
All right. We are excited to be here this morning with all of you solutionaries. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Man, I just have that in my heart because I got to see my friend Glenn inside a car church this morning, and it was great. Man, I am so excited because we got another friend that was connected to us by Glenn, and this friend is a Simon, and when he says to do,
and he's rhyming,
my friends, that's right. But no, we are just so excited, we are pumped up, and we are having a great time just trying to keep the microphones up. But good morning, I am Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
And I'm Fred Lenars, the subprime hero, and I'm so excited this morning. I'm in such a great mood. I woke up on the right side of the bed, and man, when I rolled out, I was ready to rock and roll today with our special guest, Mr. S. Scott Simons himself, yes. Somebody that we look up to, somebody that we can find a lot of fellowship with. This gentleman has been through a lot. He's done a lot. He also gets involved in a lot. This man is constantly looking for ways to keep growing. And that's what I'm excited about having him on the show. He's part of the CMA group, been doing it for a long time. He is doing everything he can to increase their level of
awesomeness.
That's it, man.
You got it in one word.
It's a good way of putting it, the awesomeness, right?
A stands for awesomeness.
It does, man. And that's exactly what it stands for. And there are a bunch of awesomeness people over there at CMA. Folks, if you haven't heard of that group, you guys must not be in the automotive industry. Or even if you're not, you probably have heard of them. That's how much they're influencing people. Mm-hmm. They do more than sell vehicles. They create a culture. They do things that make people want to do more. They get their team involved. They make their team members owners of this store, my friends. So understand what that is about. Everybody who comes and works there is a owner. That's huge. That's ownership. That is what it takes for people to want to take it to the next level, take the job even more seriously than just a job. Now it's your business.
So everybody, when the customer walks in there, is, man, I want to talk to the owner. And everybody can say,
what's up? I can help you.
It's your lucky day, pal. Put it there.
Hey, what's going on? Yeah. And that is what's so neat. Hey, you just bought a car from the owner, right? So that being said, obviously there's a level to the chain of command there, but there is a level of everyone takes ownership. And that is a huge bit of culture that I think a lot of people need to start to learn how to implement. I'm not saying you need to give away your store, but what I'm saying is you need to get your people part of the team and not just a part of a team where you tell them what to do. It's a part of the team where they own part of it, where they take love involved in it. Their heart gets involved in it. It takes a lot more than just being part of a team to do something like that. So I love that they're doing that. I love that we have our guest today. Exciting. We got to see him in Lexington, Kentucky at Grow for God. Man, what an event that was. It was Glenn Lundy's very last episode, his 1,000th episode of Rise and Grind, folks. Oh, kind of sad. I love that guy. He influenced this show so much, influenced me in a million different ways. His Morning Five really did change my life. Just the idea. I took so many little things from that and used it to help me grow. So, Glenn, we love you. Thank you for being who you are. Congratulations. And I look forward to see how far you go because I know it's going to keep going. But we have somebody amazing in the show today. Somebody that even Glenn would be like, is a baller, right? Somebody that would do the right things and make you excited, right? I'm excited to have this leader in the cafe.
So, man, do us a favor. Tag a car guy.
You need to tag some people.
Tag a car guy.
You need
guy
to get some people in here.
And share.
Let's go.
I'm sharing right now as we speak. There is so much that can be said about this person. And again, everything just spread said. Well, that was fantastic.
Thank you, brother.
Cheers.
Welcome
to Car Guy Coffee, everybody.
Let's brew.
We tend to get a little deep, right? But inside of that, you don't have a company if you don't have people. A company isn't the logo, isn't the building. A company of people.
But a cool logo is cool.
A bunch of people. It is cool to have a good logo, right? But a company is the people.
It is the
people. You have around you is the company around you, folks. It's very simple, but very profound that you don't have anything unless you have everybody with you going at the same beat. And you do not go at the same beat without needing to get everything in cadence. And when that cadence is together, it is triumphant and it is strong and incredible victories coming. And then people start to see you as an army. That A might also stand for Army. Army of Awesomeness is who the CMA crew is.
That's
and
right.
I am excited to have a general inside of the industry, inside of the cafe today. And we need to go ahead and make welcome. You all need to go ahead and
stand hands together, stand up, get pumped up, let's
go. On your feet right now, because we have the one, the only,
Scott Simons!
What's going on, Scott? Welcome to the cafe.
Guys, I tell you what, I'm glad I had a monster this morning. Y'all got some energy. Wow. That's why I like y'all guys so much, the energy that you bring, the positivity that you bring. And it's a real honor for me to be on this show. I've gotten to know you gentlemen through Glenn Lundy. And what two great guys. So it's a true honor for me to be on here with you today. And thank you for asking me to be on your awesome show. I appreciate it.
We appreciate you. And I'm going to use that last 30-second clip over and over.
You have my permission. You have my permission.
Thank you, Scott.
How can you not smile being around y'all two? Look at this energy. If you were in a bad mood before you tuned in and you're still in a bad mood, you're just in a bad mood. There's no way.
You need some more Car Guy coffee.
That's what it is. You need another sip of this, right? We're excited to have you on the show, Scott. Your reputation is amazing. And then when we finally got to meet you in person, it was even more. Like, your reputation to me, you could throw that out the window. As great as that is, you're an amazing person. The energy that comes off you that we fed from you, like there was something special about that. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying, because I'm thinking about the first time that I actually did get to meet and hug you. You know what I mean? That you were on the phone. It was crazy. Because you guys, for any of you that have been in the event and know how I can get, you know what I mean? I saw him, he reaches out, he comes and we get a hug, and I go immediately into how much awesomeness he is. And I'm so excited to meet him and blah, blah, blah. And he's like pointing to his ear, like just smiling.
Yeah.
When he was there, I'm on the phone. And I'm like, man, I love you so much. It's so awesome to see you.
Hey,
it's hilarious.
But that's it, though. But you still went out of your way while you're on the phone.
You did.
Give him a big hug. You let him know, hey, I'm here smiling. And we love that about you. You're a giving soul. And one of my favorite things, honestly, of the whole event, all three of those days, was you interviewing Glenn.
Mm.
You really hit some heartstrings on that. I know we talked about it before the show. But it truly was just a beautiful interview. Like, you really did you asked some questions, like you mentioned, that no one else has ever asked him.
Hey, dealers, Car Guy Coffee Podcast and Certified Solutionaries are honored to be part of Team VinQ.
The solutions they've been brewing for you to acquire more vehicles, advertise merchandise, and manage those vehicles has made them one of the most sought-after dealer partners in the market.
They are 100% CGC approved.
And when you visit them at VinQ.com, you'll see a whole hill of beans worth of reasons why.
Team VinQ, let's brew!
And to see his reaction to those, to see how his heartstrings were getting pulled and how the tears were pouring from his eyes when he was talking about certain things, It was deep. A lot of times we get into these interviews, and these interviews can just be skin level. I mean, they don't really get as deep as they should sometimes. And you got deep with him. And I appreciate you for doing that, because we learned more about Glenn that day. We saw his emotions on his sleeves. Now, he always has his emotions on his sleeves, but he is Glenn Lundy, the host of Rise and Grind, right? He does his thing every morning, and that's what he is. But to see him actually become Glenn Lundy, the father of eight, the husband of one, to see him sit there to talk about his father, to talk about his past, to talk about things like that was just, it was deep. And it was really beautiful. And you did a great job, Scott. I don't know why you don't have your own show yet, which I'm sure you probably will. But you did a great job with that. And your interview skills are fantastic. You really did bring out the emotions. It was like watching somebody go on Oprah and start breaking down. Really, it's what it was like. I mean, I wouldn't be too far if Glenn wasn't on Oprah one day. But that being said, no, great job, man. We're excited to have you on the show. But before we do anything else, Scott, we love to do these things called the 3 F's.
That's right.
Now, it's like a secret handshake to be part of the Solutionary crew. And we believe that these 3 F's are very important and very crucial to help you keep growing. The first F is forgive. In order for you to forgive, you have to let it all go. It's the only way you can really grow. A lot of times we hold on to a lot of excuses on our shoulders, things that people have done to us in the past, reasons why we believe we can't do something, or things that we messed up on, things that we made mistakes because we were young and we were dumb or whatever it was, or we just didn't listen to somebody, or we just did our best. And at the end of the day, it just didn't work out. So we have that on our sleeves. Oh man, I can't do it. No, that's not true. The truth of the matter is we got to try again. Just do it differently, right? And that is what forgiving is. You got to let all that go so you can focus on what you want. Because when you have no weight of unforgiveness on your shoulders, it's easy to focus on what you want. You don't have to worry about, oh, this, I can't do it because of this or that. You just do it. And then you just fly to everywhere you want to go so you can keep growing. So we're going to do the 3 F's really quick, and then we're going to get this interview going, my friend. Now, get ready for it, Lou. Why don't you break it down for him on the dance moves?
So let's get our hands on our shoulders like this. Both hands on the shoulders. This represents the weight of unforgiveness. Go ahead and cross your hands right here. If your hands are stuck here because of unforgiveness, it's your choice to be there or to wipe it off. So we wipe it off on three. Forgive, focus, fly. One, two, three.
Forgive. Focus. Fly. And keep growing. Keep growing. Keep growing. That's right, Scott. Now you are in it. You are a solutionary. Now solutionaries have five core values. The first one is love. Man, and we know that you have that core value inside you. The second one is honor. And brother, there's if anybody I know who honors people, it's you. The third one is faith. Faith is what you have, no doubt. You have to have faith in order to grow, to believe that things are going to come to you that you never thought were, to believe in a lot of things, right? Then you also have to be adaptable. And you're very adaptable, my friend. Obviously, you went from no social to a big time social, and we'll talk about that some more later. And the very last one is being consistent with all those things. And brother, you are truly a certified solutionary in my book. So honored to have you on the show. Let's get to the questions. Now, the very first one, it's a why. We all have one. We all have a reason. People who are successful focus on that why. People who are successful will know how to use that why to drive them to the next level. What is your why?
My why, again, thanks for having me on. I really admire and respect both you gentlemen, and that's an honor for me to be here. My why is from the sacrifice of my parents. So my parents growing up, they both sacrificed so much to give my brother and I an opportunity to be successful. My aunt Mary that helped raise us also sacrificed. So when other people sacrifice and give you an opportunity in order to be successful, it is now our responsibility to try to be the best versions of us possible, knowing that we are going to fail. What y'all just brought up, there's a lot of times in my life that I did things that I'm not proud of. And I said, hey, if I can get through this, and God, if you'll help me get through this, I promise I'll use it and be a good steward. And I still make mistakes often. I'm not a perfect individual, but I just try to be a good human being and treat people how I want to be treated. Mm-hmm. And give it my best every single day, not taking one day for granted. There's a lot of people that depend on us to show up and be positive and lead by example, both with my family, both at the businesses, the car dealerships, and in the community. And when some people have sacrificed for you to give you that opportunity, I take that very serious. So yeah, I'm just a blessed guy. I've been given some opportunities, surrounded myself with some really good people, and that's where I'm at today. So my why is not letting my parents' sacrifice go in vain. And that's something that I'm going to carry on through the rest of my life and try to be a positive light into people.
Wow.
Boom.
Very nice. That is a great answer. I love where your heart is with that fact. And one of the things you said in there was you treat others like you want to be treated. Not like how you don't treat others like how you think they should be treated, how you want to be treated, like it's yourself. Yeah. How would you want that to be? Just like it, how would you want your mother to be treated? How would you want your brother to be treated? Not a friend. And don't take this the wrong way, people. A lot of people treat their friends wrong. You don't treat them like family. You don't treat them like yourself. I believe that God wants us to treat everybody the same, as in like they're your family, blood. You love them so much that you would do anything, even die for them. That is what you want to do for others. And when you can do that, you will receive that tenfold, no problem. And it happens without you even noticing. But you have to truly do that. And that is why I believe your why is so powerful. What you do and what you say and what you just said there, that is deep. But it's so simple at the same time, right? It's just a way of life. And if you wake up every single day with that intention of going out and being that way with others, you will receive that back so much that your world will change. It will open your eyes to being, you'll want to give more. You'll want to do more. You'll want to do this more. So yeah. Appreciate that, man. That's a great why.
Hey, dealers, franchise and independent, we have some great news for you and your number one sales pro.
Your website. Partner with Team MXS, we have the ability to pull you out of that cookie cutter merry-go-round and help your website embody what it means
to do business with you. From the highest quality production to the most strategic optimization, we want to help you connect better to the ever-changing market.
You owe it to you and your team to at least let us do a quick
and free
checkup on your website. We can't wait to hear from you.
Go to teammxs.com. Back to the show.
Yeah. And I tell you guys, the number one thing to me, just like I'm sure with y'all, it's loyalty.
Oh, amen.
I'm loyal to everybody till they give me a reason not to. And I don't try to make enemies. It's just, and I try to give them benefit of the doubt. Like, I'll give you an example. My block list on my social media, I have one. And I may reach out and say, you're a friend of mine and you put a negative post up. And I may say, hey, Fred, hey, Lou, hey, man, I really don't get into that hate. Let's talk about it. You want to get on a phone call? And then if you continue to do it, I simply just block and move on. I don't want to make you an enemy. I just don't want that negativity in my world. So I may have 1,000 Facebook friend requests, but I may have 250 people blocked because I just don't want it. I don't want it in my, I don't want it in my atmosphere. I don't want it in my environment. I don't want it anywhere. And also, I would rather treat people the way that I would want to be treated through action. I think there's a lot of people that profess to be Christians or whatever the case may be, but they don't, their actions don't match their words. I would much rather live a certain way, which I brought up before. And when I talk about this, my why, my legacy I want to be is, if you've got one phone call, and that's the only phone call you can make in me, that you would choose to call me. And that's what the legacy I want to be left, which is, has to do with my why and has to do with my parents' sacrifice. So that's a fantastic question.
That is huge. Wow. And you, man, you also said that from the stage too, about being real Christians, right? And remember the word, folks, the word, or little Christs, is actually the translation of it, right? Little Jesuses, those that do lay themselves down for others, ones that do sacrifice of themselves for everyone else. And you also hit that part of, and it's one thing to say it, it's another thing to work it out. So to really break down the word, folks, and I love that we're in great company that we can have this time and get into that, where the word does say faith without works is dead.
That's right.
Continue to dig into it. It's faith without good works is dead. Mm. So you saying that you have faith and then you don't proceed into doing the work of the faith, which is the action. You can say that you love your brother, but when the opportunity comes for you to not love your brother, that's when the opportunity for true love presents itself. Thanks. Right? If you only love those that love you, what is that? That was Jesus speaking on the Mount. That's not love. Love your enemy. Love those that try to deceitfully use you, those that try to abuse you. How do you love them? Because a lot of times the people that have aggression towards you are really, they're trying to break something because they're broken, right? They're trying to hurt something because they're hurting. And it's important that we find a way to connect the dots by laying ourselves down. Our pride can rise up real quick and easy if somebody offends us. It's easy, right?
Yep.
We're all men, and we're a lot of the A types, a lot of the alphas. Yeah, not on my, you ain't messing up on my ground. You ain't doing that around me, right? But when we get to lay ourselves down for the moment, let our pride be still, and then let our heart be in there where we are actually focused. We're not distracted by all the extra noise. We are focused on the heartbeat of the person inside of the person, whether or not their actions reflected a true Christian or a true person that believes in laying themselves down for another has to be into a place where they recognize I am doing something that's other than me because of someone else. So I take a seat back so that others can shine. I take a seat back so that others could be heard. And that's where healing comes in. And you don't grow a great business without dealing with crazy conflict at different times. Sometimes it's a storm. Sometimes it's a steady, just annoying poke. Right. But you don't grow a business without that kind of pressure and pain, because that's where the victory, that's where the grit comes in. Just like being in the gym, you got to break those muscles down to build them up. There's no way for you to build unless it gets broken. So there's so much that goes with that. And I'm sure that we can rock the correlations all day. But brother, we honor you. You inspire us to just, again, we said it yesterday, we are some yakaholics.
We are.
But we love you, man.
But what we love about Scott is, you know, and about you, Scott, is that you not just don't speak those words, you mean those words through action. And it's not just like recent action. This has been your whole career. I go back, and after I get somebody on the show and I know you skin level, I go and I research you a little bit more. Now, I find all the things that you're into. I got your bio, and man, all those things that you're invested in and all those things that you do through your community, huge. But the more you give, the more you get. And that's a fact. And that, and there's something about that. And it's not the fact that we're going to get something from it. It's the giving. The, actually, what you get is that fulfillment, right? The money will come. Money is a byproduct of doing the right thing. You know, we're all blessed. We're supposed to live in abundance if you do the right things, right? But the thing is that you have to give. But your heart fills up so much more when you do that. You find that you're going to be on the cutting edge of so many different things besides just love. It's culture. It's future products. It's things that are coming up. You're going to know people. There's so many connections that happen because of these investments that you do with people, with businesses, with community that you grow beyond. Now, I know that Lou's next question, I know that's what it is. I'm excited about it, actually, because I'm curious. So I want to pass this on to him. But we appreciate what you do. I appreciate that you've put a mold out there for us to be able to follow and say, hey, look, this is success and this is what it takes. And there's obviously you've been through your stumbles. You've been through your struggles. We've seen everyone does. There's no such thing as a perfect walk, but how boring would that be? That would be so boring if everything was just nothing ever went wrong. Everything was just money. It'd be cool for a day or two, but at the same time, where do you really grow? Where do you become more? Well, that's through the failures. That's through the things that become struggles, man. I'm pumped up. This might be double caffeine coffee. I'm drinking right now.
The adversity. Yeah, you're exactly right. The adversity is what makes us who we are. And one thing I'm concerned about having children is they haven't faced as much adversity as I did growing up. If you'd never been really, what's Mike Tyson say? You've got a perfect plan until you get punched in the mouth. And I'm really concerned that a lot in society, our children have not had to see the struggle. Now, there are plenty that have. I'm not saying that. When I coached football, the toughest children typically had was raised by a grandma.
Yep.
On the football field. They didn't have their mom and dad there to coddle them. Yeah, the adversity makes us who we are. And then, Lou, what you talked about earlier, when you were referencing dealing with issues at work and community.
We know you're enjoying the show so far. We just wanted to quickly remind you about our partners at
Fixed Ops Digital
and how they are automotive's premier service marketing and technology company.
Not only proud sponsors of the Car Guy Coffee podcast, but they also serve as your dedicated point of contact for all your online service marketing related needs.
Servicing dealerships throughout the U.S. and Canada, the mission is to create a better online experience for your service customers while using data intelligence to drive more fixed operations revenue.
If you want to take your service marketing efforts to the next level, go to
FixOpsDigital.com.
Back to the show.
Let's go.
What I typically find when I interview people, when they're upset, when I find out a customer's upset, it's either we didn't follow up with them and clearly communicate. So it wasn't necessarily the situation that they're upset about. It's how the situation was handled. It was our reaction to the situation. Mm-hmm. And then I typically find also, too, that whenever an employee has an issue and they're not acting normal, it's something outside of work.
Yes. So
the consumer has something going on. And I typically just break them down and get to know them. Say, hey, really, let's talk about the situation. But is there anything else that's going on that's got you bothered? Typically, I find out, yeah, I had gotten a fight with my girlfriend or mm-hmm. whatever the case may be, or I find out it's not the situation. It's either a lack of communication to the situation or it's something outside of what really happened. Because if it's a specific situation, we can make that.
You know, man, that is a leader right there, my friends. You see that? Like when you have somebody or something that is not normal doing something outside character, that's using outside source that's causing this to happen. Now, as a leader, don't just let it go by. They may not even tell you what it is, but they want to know you care, period. Hands down, you go in there and you ask them that question. Hey, I noticed that something's a little off today. Is there anything that you want to talk about? Is there something I can help you with? Because here's the thing. They feel like they're in their own world. If you get in a fight with your spouse, sometimes you don't want to tell people. Sometimes you don't know what to do. You're in a weird mood. You just show up to work because you have to be there. Next thing you know, your first customer comes up and you get mad because they're not doing it your way. You take it out on them. That's human nature. We can't help that, but that's okay. We all make mistakes. We just got to learn and move on from that. But as a leader, if you recognize that, and you do, Scott, and I know that you do, there's no doubt. As a leader, if you recognize that, it's your job to go in there and to not just be their boss, but to be their friend, their mentor, their confidant, right? Somebody that they could speak to and feel comfortable enough to be able to say, hey, this is what's going on. And then at that point, you as a leader can just lead them the way that they should be led. Maybe you'll give them advice. Maybe they'll just hear you. Maybe they just want somebody to lean on and talk to. A lot of times that's what it is. Just somebody to be able to vent to. I have my brother Lou right here. Anytime I want to vent, this is who I vent to. And he knows that I'll throw ham on him, like, blah. But he knows, like, 30 seconds later, I'm right back to me. I just got it out. I had to let it out to somebody, because if I don't, I'm going to just, too much, right? So it's good to have somebody like that. And Scott, man, you definitely do that so well, man. The car business is so lucky to have you in it. Mm-hmm. We are very blessed that there's a Scott Simons out there trying to do what he does, not just for the people he's selling cars to, but to his team, to his community. Man, I think that leads right into the next one.
It does set things up. So, folks, there's a lot that goes into connecting people, connecting the dots.
And yes.
If anything, the separation that we got forced in and are still breaking out of, it shows us the value of meeting and connecting to people. What I do love and honor is that I had the chance to meet you at a business conference where we were discussing growing our business for God's sake. And that's where we actually made the chance to make the connection. And to touch on what Fred was hitting on is how intentional you are with the seed that comes into your hand, what comes to you and how you give to your community, what you sow into, what you're waiting to see a harvest come from. And all of that's just designed to re-sow again. The word says that he gives seed to the sower. So the more often that seed is put into your hand, the discernment that we need to pray for is, God, what do I do with it? What seed do I make bread from? And what seed do I sow back into the ground? And as we do that, we get excited again. We find other people that are in the bakery. You guys heard us say it earlier, how I had the chance to meet him and how he was on the phone. And I still forced him to take a picture with me, too. This is it right here. Check it out.
Check it out. He also got the same shirt on.
You see the photo?
Yeah.
Heck yeah. That's what I'm talking about, folks. That's what happened. The car guy had the opportunity to meet the one and only Scott Simons. Seriously, we've only seen him glowing a little bit on Clubhouse, right? Now we had the chance.
Mike Flash,
to see
Mike
him,
Flash.
And now he's in. Yeah, Mike Flash, Flash and Mike. And now he's inside of the cafe. So this car guy in this industry wants to know what brought you to the car business.
I grew up in Southern West Virginia. And we were middle class. The area we were from, McDowell County, West Virginia, is a lot of the counties below poverty. Mm-hmm. And I remember our first vehicle we purchased was like a old Celebrity. And my dad took that vehicle to the Voke school. And you could take a vehicle and donate it to a Voke school and the kids will fix it as a project. They didn't fix a car that was donated. That was our car. So they fixed our car, our family car. And people in Voke schools, they're learning how to do things.
Yep.
So they didn't necessarily fix this vehicle as a project. So that was our first car. So I remember at some point growing up, I saw a gentleman driving a really nice car. And he had on a nice suit. And I was like, what does he do? He sells cars. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, if I sell cars, I can drive a nice car like that. But yeah, you can. And I can afford things like that. My dad worked 5 jobs. He never made more than $32,000 a year. My mom was a lab supervisor. The ability to drive a nice car, to not have to drive that Celebrity, where I'd ask my dad to drop me off from the school, because kids are cruel, right?
Yeah.
Dad, do not drop me off near the school. He said, I'm going to never forget. He said, son, don't ever be ashamed of who you are.
Yeah.
Don't ever be ashamed of who you are. So that taught me a life lesson also. And my dad and mom taught me a lot of life lessons. I was really fortunate. So that's what got me interested in the auto industry. So I graduated with my 4-year degree in 2.5 years. I got my MBA in 1.5 years.
Wow.
And I looked at my dad and I worked full time the whole time. And I looked at my dad and mom and they said, well, what are you going to do now? You're going to go get your law degree and be a sports agent. I think at one point I said I wanted to be. And I said, no, I said, I'm going to go sell cars. And you would have thought that I shot my dad in the chest with a gun. What do you mean you're going to go sell cars? I'm going to go learn the finance part of it, and then I'm going to go sell cars. And my dad and mom were just shocked. And they said, why did you go to school to get a master's degree? I said, no one could ever take that away from me.
Nope.
So I've got that. And I proved I can do it. And I want to own a car dealership one day. So to do that, I've got to sell cars. I can't own a car dealership. And it wasn't like my parents were wealthy. They provided for my brother and I. He's the smart one of the two. I'm a car salesman. Just kidding. And he's a doctor. But, you know, I wanted to make unlimited income. I wanted the chance. One thing about the auto industry, We don't really we care about your character, but we will forgive someone's past. The barrier of entry is if you have a good attitude and you want to accomplish things in life, the auto industry can provide that.
Amen.
And some of the people with the most checkered past appreciate the opportunity even more.
Yes.
It's just, have they learned from that? Have they rehabilitated themselves? And can they be a productive member of our team? And so we really, when we interview people, we do not disqualify them because of their past. Now, we do a thorough background check and everything else, but we sit down and talk to people. So yeah, that I got in the auto industry because I guess I like nice cars and I wanted to have the ability to make unlimited. And then I wanted to own a car dealership one day. And through that journey, through getting around the right people, getting the right companies with some luck, I was provided that opportunity by CMA 11 years ago, buying into my first store. Now I part own 5 with Carter Myers Automotive Group. We have 19 now.
Quick question. Do you know what Smart Pixel 2.0, Location IQ, and Audience IQ have in common?
You know I do. They are solutions that our friends and proud sponsors, M1 Data and Analytics, are brewing for automotive and beyond.
Once again, you're right, my friend. And we want to invite all of our audience to go to M1-data.com to see how they can help propel your business forward with the right data insight.
Go check them out at M1-data.com.
Let's brew.
Come on now. Back to the show.
Congratulations and all that, Scott Summons. Woo. Man, I love that. I didn't know half of that, which is more than half of that. That is deep. That is amazing. I didn't realize that you basically got your MBA in less time than people do a 4-year degree. I mean, you did it in 3.5 years.
Yeah. Now, and chose the car business.
And you know what's so funny? And I know your brother's the smarter one out of the two. But I have a feeling that you probably have a little bit more income coming in every month. Now, doctors are great and they go to school and they're needed and they're essential, right? But we are too. And this business is essential. Like a lot, I think we made it very evident during this last crisis is that people still need to be able to buy cars and have their car serviced and have them fixed and have those options because they have to be able to get to work. And that's so essential in this world today. And I love that. I'm so glad that you got in this business in the way you did. I think that by going through your path that you chose, by having that education first, coming into this business, it opened your eyes to different things, different views. The average salesperson doesn't have that education, right? The average one. And to go in, they look at it through different lens, right? You have different perspective because you have different experience. So you came into this business with a whole different lens of how you were going to do it, how you were going to make it happen, which I love that. And that's what makes you special. That's what makes you Scott Simons, right? That's what makes you who you are today. And have that type of confidence. I think that also that education gave you the confidence. A lot of people, when they get in here, they don't believe I didn't do anything. I just went to high school and I'm here selling cars. You're doing so much more than that, folks. I don't care if you have a MBA, if you're a GED, if you don't even have any of those. If you got into this business, opportunity is there. It's knocking every single day. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is put the work in and show the effort and let people know and speak the words. God wants you to speak the words of what you want to do. You want to be an owner one day? Say, I want to be an owner, but put work behind all that faith. If you don't put work behind it, you won't get there. Scott, he did that. He put work behind that. He didn't just get his MBA, came in, I'm going to own a store. No, he had to put the work behind it.
Come on.
11 years ago, he finally got in there and now he's a partner and he is an owner and now he's doing it. And every day finding ways to constantly grow. And like I mentioned earlier, he's investing his money too into his community, into businesses, into other people, into himself. That is key. You have to invest in yourself too, folks. That's another thing we need to talk about sometimes. It's investing in yourself, whether it's education, whether it's taking yourself to the gym and working out so you can have a body that can last a lot longer than the average body, right? So you can do all the stressful work without having to feel like it's taking a huge toll on you. Because that's what happens when you're out of shape. You work for a couple hours. You're like, man, I'm wore out. So you have to be able to work on all those things, mind, body, and soul, right? And he's doing that extremely well. Man, that was exciting.
Very exciting.
Yeah, that's so true. And I'll tell you this. I learned more. I started selling Saturns is where I started my career. Hey. And I learned more working with Saturn about customer experience and right way to treat people that I learned more in the auto industry in about 9 months than I learned through all of my education. Because it was real world. It was reading people and situations and how to take care of people. And so the education I got in the auto industry, and that's what we tell young people. We've got a program here at Carter Myers Automotive Group through FCA, through Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, that if you come to work for us, we will send you to college. It's a program through Strayer University. Take classes online. So I tell people, and we have a young man that came here, graduated from college. He's, man, I wish I'd have came here. You could have sent me to college. Was working at a bartender, as a bartender, could not find a job. He came here and I said, we mentor our people. I said, listen, these are some things I would like to teach you about financial literacy because we mentor. And he goes, no one's ever taught me this. No one's ever taught me about 401ks and why should I max out my 401k and why should I buy my first house? So this young man in 1 year, through 9 months, come here for a job. He didn't come here for a career. He came here for a job, just to get a job. Mm-hmm. He made $100,000 in 9 months, maxed out his 401k at $19,500, mm-hmm. bought his first starter home, which we suggest, buy your first starter home, mm-hmm. has a baby, and started a 529.
I know who this is.
Corey Darkus.
Corey Darkus. And man, what a superstar he is. Yes. He is a light out there in the world. That is a special story that that's not uncommon with the CMA folks, just so you guys know. This is called continual education through your people. And when you do that and you can show them how to become better citizens, how to become better financial citizens, how to do all these things to where when they are at our level, when they get to 20 years in the business, they're owners of stores, they're doing things that are different than the average guy who goes after 20 years going, I don't know how I'm going to retire one day. You guys are showing them a path, giving them an opportunity to be able to one day figure out how they can one day sit back and just go to the beach every day. And that's what we all want eventually, in a sense. I don't think that I'll ever be satisfied with just the beach. I think I'm going to be at the beach doing business. So that being said, I think I'm always going to be looking to grow. But that's the culture you have there. That is the culture you have there. Yeah. And Corey, man, shout out to you, brother.
Shout out to Corey.
I do want to throw a couple because we have these comments coming up. But some of these comments don't show up in our feed because it's like different pages. But I do have a lot of people jumping in saying hello to you this morning. I want to say hi to them. We do have Elise Kephart. What's up, Elise? I love you, girl. She's talking about Scott is the best. Goals on goals. I love that. You got Glenn Pash on here saying love some Scott Simons. We got TKO, Tina Kelly Overfelt. What's up, TKO? What's up, Rockstar? She says. We got Doug Thurston talking about he loved meeting you in Lexington. You got Ben St. Hours, man. Love that gentleman, too. He's doing amazing things. He's another one of those CMA guys that are just blowing up.
Rockstar.
Super rock star. Congratulations on his engagement he's had over the last year. I know he's doing some big things too. It's another one of those success stories that have come through the CMA. But there's so many of those out there, and we can keep talking about great people in there. But man, and you're one of them.
You are definitely one of them. Thank you so much, everybody that's been over there. Don't know why we can't see.
It's weird that they don't always pop up, but I want to throw a shout out.
I have been seeing Russ over here. He has been diligently throwing some great stuff.
Russ Hill, man. What's up, Hollywood?
In here that lines up with Corey and the whole mentality that's over at CMA.